Well, I've got a little treat here for our listeners. I have Eric Lee from Nakama standing by over in the islands, over in Oahu, waiting for a phone call. We're going to do a little interview here. Eric has some exciting news. He's going to be coming out with a solo CD in just a couple days. So why don't we place that call and see if we can get Eric on the phone.
Hello.
Hello. Aloha, Eric. This is Kalkini Norm from KAPULP in Watsonville, California. How you doing today?
Hey, how's it?
How you doing today?
Oh, things are great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, but I think you're doing much better. You've got some exciting news.
I'm releasing my solo CD this Friday.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Everything's excellent. I'm excited. It's coming out. Finally.
tell us a little bit about it. What's the name, and where can people find it? And
The CD is called Crossroads, and it's basically a lot about my music, of what I've been the style I've been playing since I can't remember. It's got a lot of Hawaiian, and also introducing a lot of my contemporary stuff publicly for the first time on recording media anyway. I've been doing it a lot of live, so it's a mixture of Hawaiian, some folk, rock, and it's coming out on iTunes and Amazon.com. We're going to go straight to downloads, so go ahead and punch buy now on Friday.
And that's the interesting thing that I wanted to talk to, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about. You've decided to go the download route as opposed to an actual hard CD, a CD that people can buy in the store.
Yeah, you know, I'm really fond of the hard CD physical copy release coming out in stores and stuff. But you know, we got to move with the times, and it's really challenging nowadays in the stores with all of the introduction of downloading, and everything is digital now on the computers, and by a simple click you can get anything you want. So it's been really affecting the sales in stores a lot, especially here in the islands. And so we're trying to start a new trend, you know, just put it direct to download. Everybody can get it. Don't need to run to a store, worry about store hours, or, you know, hey, when it's available, it's supposed to be out, but it's not on the shelves. So we're kind of eliminating all of those headaches and problems, and making it more convenient, especially for the consumer. So with that, the question came up about, you know, what about the liner notes and lyrics and everything. So I'm putting that all up as we speak right now. I'm working with my web designer, great guy, and we're putting it all up on the website so everybody can view all the liner notes and lyrics and everything about the songs, and read a lot about the album.
What is your website?
Website is Eric, that's E-R-I-C, Lee, Hawaii.com.
So Eric Lee, Hawaii.com.
Yep.
And people that are interested in getting the lyrics, the liner notes, all the information about the songs, after they do the download at Amazon.com or iTunes, that's where they can find the information about the individual tracks.
Totally. It's up now. It's there's like an intro page right now on it. People can check out the calendar of performances and where I'll be and everything. But the actual complete website will go online Friday in conjunction with the Crossroads release.
Well, Eric, you were very kind enough to provide me with an advance copy of the CD, and I actually
definitely.
Yeah, and I've been listening to it almost constantly now for like the last 2 weeks, and it
cool.
I want to tell everybody out there that's listening, it is really a beautiful CD. I think it's just a beautiful example of how an album that has a beautiful writing, beautiful vocals, and wonderful instrumental work throughout the whole album. And it seems to me that there's an awful lot of thought that went behind this album. I think each individual track is there for a reason.
Yeah, you know, when a lot of my songwriting is based on either life experiences personally, or, you know, subjectively through other people. And especially when it comes to creating music, you know, I love working in the studio. It's an opportunity to just, you know, create magic, literally. And, you know, I to me, music is like a passion, you know, an emotion. So when I'm in there, I'm totally in the zone, you know, creating. And when it comes out, it's from the heart. So yeah, a lot of heart and soul went into this.
Well, yeah, you mentioned that heart, and that's one of the things that I picked up in listening to the album is the emotion that goes through the album. There's a lot of very, very emotional songs on this album, and I don't mean that from a heavy standpoint. It's like loving and that type of warm type of emotion that permeates the whole album.
Yeah, music for every mood.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is a little bit there for everybody. There's four tracks that are in the Hawaiian language.
Yep.
There are four tracks that are in English, and then there are two instrumentals.
Yeah, a lot of people know me as one-third of the group, the music group, Nakama. And, you know, we're still going strong and everything. And solo CD was kind of an opportunity for me to kind of bridge that part of my life, which has always been Hawaiian, which still is Hawaiian, and to also introduce like other sides of me that I play, you know, with the contemporary side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, very significant title, and with everything, you know, coming together and falling in place.
And how many of the songs did you write? You know, there's a total of 10 tracks on the CD.
Yep. How many eight originals.
Eight originals. Uh-huh.
Two of which are instrumentals.
Uh-huh.
And there's two classics that I brought back. One that was written by Palani Vaughn.
Uh-huh.
And the Palani Vaughn one is the Hawaiian one. And the other classic I brought back was a contemporary one that was written by Tom Springfield from a group called The Seekers from the UK. They came out in back in the 60s.
You know, I have to ask you about that, because that cut is one of my favorite cuts on the CD.
Cool.
It's a song called I'll Never Find Another You, and you're right, it was first put out in 1965,
mm-hmm.
And you do it just beautifully. It's just a beautiful rendition of that song, and I hope everybody has a chance to listen to it, because I think it's one of the nicest versions of that song that I've ever heard.
Cool. You know, the funny thing is, I never heard the original until sometime recently. I actually grew up learning that song from a few friends of mine when we were going to church growing up. And they used it as like more of a message for marriage couples.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the word, the lyrical content really built bonding. And, you know, I really caught on to the tune real fast, you know, even, you know, when I was younger. And so it was one of the tunes that I definitely wanted to record because, you know, it was so partial to me so well.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that I meant when I said that the album has a lot of strong emotion. Loving.
Yeah, when I looked it up and I heard the original, I was like, okay, this is cool, you know.
Well, I'm glad you did your version first before you listened to the original, because I think your version is very, very, I don't know, fresh, and it's a new take on the song. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Well, I don't want to get lost on that one song, but there are some Hawaiian language songs that I wanted to ask you about. There's one song called E Ho'o Lale Lale Mai Nei.
Right.
And I think that's one of the more beautiful Hawaiian language songs on the album. Tell us a little bit about that track.
Oh, it's basically about two people just how shall we put, getting to know each other a little bit more. And you know, it's just one saying, hey, let's meet up, and when we get together, you know, we'll just have a lot of fun, and I look forward to the next time we can hook up again and have more fun. So, but it's a real fun song, and it's kind of got that real rascal, you know, we call it in the islands, kolohe kind of angle to it. And a lot of my hula friends that I've kind of shared the tune with, we all can see the males dancing, and you know, of course, it is in the male perspective, you know, beckoning to his loved ones to come on over, and you know, let's hang out.
Yeah, well, the song has a really, really beautiful pace, and the guitar work on that, I particularly like the guitar work on that track. It's got like a ringing quality to your guitar. It really, really adds a lot to the song. It's really neat.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about Nakama. What's been going on with Nakama? Are you and Brian and Danny keeping busy these days?
Yeah, in fact, we just came back from Japan. In fact, we just came back yesterday morning. got off the plane, so everyone's kind of, you know, recuperating from jet lag and stuff.
Uh-huh.
With all the time difference. We went up there and we did two shows for over the weekend, and now we're kind of getting ready to kind of rehearse for some hula competitions happening here in the islands over the summer. We took a little break in the beginning of the year before we burnt out. We just released a Christmas CD last season, which is up for a Nahoku Hanahana Award this year for Christmas Album of the Year. So we're really excited about that.
Congratulations and good luck on that.
Yeah, thanks. Uh-huh. And then starting next Wednesday, we'll be home base back at the Hilton where we started last year.
Oh, good. Okay.
Tonight from 8 to 11 p.m.
So people that are visiting the islands, if anybody from our area is going over there for vacation in the next few weeks, they can see you as part of Nakama at the Hilton Hawaiian Village on what, Wednesday evenings? Is that when?
Yep, Wednesday evenings at the Papa Bar at the Hilton Hawaiian Village from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Great place to go. Great place to go. My wife Denise and I have been there a few times, as you know, because we've taken in your show. But you're also doing some music other places aside from Nakama?
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff in Waikiki as a soloist.
Any regular gigs?
To mention right now, there's a regular Monday, a regular Tuesday, and Wednesdays. And then Fridays, Wednesday afternoons before I join Nakama in the evening. And then on Fridays, I'm with a friend of mine, Peter Milo, at Sam Choi's Breakfast, Lunch, and Crab. So that and, you know, a lot of things I stick in between here and there I put up on my calendar. So if you guys want to check out where I'm performing at when you come in the islands, go on to the website and calendar's right there. The Nakama calendar, if you want to check out the Nakama calendar, you can go on to na-kama.com.
And your calendar, again, is found on ericleehawaii.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Very, very good. Well, you know, you've got to have some strong influences in musically in your background to have, you know, to have the wonderful vocals and the wonderful instrumental works. I want to get an idea who really, I don't know, kind of influenced you, not both vocally and instrumentally as you were growing up or as you were maturing as a performer.
Yeah, I've been a fan of a lot of both island bands and mainland bands growing up. You know, growing up in the house, my mom and dad listened to a lot of oldies and country, so a lot of the 50s and 60s and country music, you know, kind of sunk into me without me even knowing as I was growing up. And then getting into Hawaiian music, of course, there's, you know, there was the Sunday Manoa, the Brothers Casimiro, Gabby, Makaha Sons of Niihau, and so a lot of that on the Hawaiian side. And then getting more into the high school years, you know, I became a fan of the 80s rock. You know, there was Bon Jovi, Poison, you know, to name a couple. So all of that kind of fused into my musical influence. I took a lot of this and a lot of that and kind of applied it to the music that I play. And, you know, gives it a nice edge, whether it be either live upbeat music, fun music, or even just slow love ballads. You know, it kind of gives me an angle of how I want to approach the song.
Yeah, you really do have a very, very, you're a very good fitting in all of those different types of musics, all of the different types of genres. You're really, really strong in all of them. So you're really, really well rounded in that approach, and it comes through on this particular album, and it also comes through on the music from Nakama too. How much of the writing, how much of the music on the Nakama CDs did you contribute the writing on?
Oh, I do most of the writing. The guys every once in a while will contribute a song here and there. And as far as the arrangements, I kind of present a lot of ideas, but we collaborate a lot of stuff between the three of us. And, you know, that's how the magic's made, you know, teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Is Nakama going to get back into the studio and do another CD aside from the Christmas one you guys just did? Or are you going to do a regular CD?
Yeah, you know, before the Christmas CD came out, there was supposed to be another Hawaiian CD that was supposed to be the following up after the Kamakolu release when we won the Hoko Award for that. But, you know, a lot of things kind of came into place, and we were listening to we actually had 12 tracks down and we're listening to it and kind of reevaluating it and thought that, you know, maybe you could put a little more thought into it. We're kind of dedicated to make sure the sound comes out, make sure the fans are happy, and of course, make sure that we're happy with the product that comes out. So we kind of put it on the shelf and did the Christmas CD instead. So now that the Christmas CD's done, kind of have more time to kind of clear our minds and come back and kind of recalibrate and finish up the CD. Hopefully, I don't want to give a time frame because I've been giving time frames over the last year and a half. So hopefully, within the next year, something will materialize.
Well, you set the bar pretty high for your next CD because Kamakolo was such a wonderful success.
We're always growing and evolving. So we're always trying to outdo ourselves the next time around. So of course, that was one of the reasons why we kind of took it easy, and we're in high gear for the last 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So after the Christmas CD came out, we had to promote that. Then everyone kind of got pooped out, so we all decided, let's just take a relaxed period for the first couple of months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Then we came back and we were re-energized. Took a couple of trips. Went to Whittier College in California.
Yep, we saw you down there. That was a wonderful, wonderful show.
Yeah, thanks. For us it was a first experience, and it was kind of like a baptism all over again. In our music, and when we came home, it was like, yeah, taking a break really kind of helped us kind of sort things out and see things in a different light. And, when we went to Japan, coming home, we all looked at each other and said, hey, this is probably the best two trips we had.
Well, that's great. That's so good. That's good to hear.
Things are looking up. Things are even better than before.
Yeah. Well, Eric, I really appreciate you spending the time talking with us here, and I really, really, really do want to wish you an awful lot of success on Crossroads, because it really is a wonderful CD. I shouldn't call it a CD. It's a wonderful compilation of beautiful music, and everybody should look for it on Amazon.com and on iTunes. Download those tracks, because I'm telling you, you really enjoy them all. I think you need to download every one of them and create your own CD to have, and then go to ericleehawaii.com and look up all the track information, and you'll have it all.
Get out, yeah. We're going to be putting up some tour dates over the next few months, and hopefully some on the West Coast, too. So.
Well, that would be great. It would be wonderful to see you here. Yeah, it'd be wonderful to see you in the San Francisco or Monterey Bay area. That would be a dream come true, I tell you.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, well, mahalo for spending the time, and all the best, and a hui ho.
Great, thank you. And to all the listeners, aloha.
Aloha.